Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. Investments. Complicated? Not when you talk to a financial broker about a Zurich investment plan.
First, though, to the decision of the Data Protection Commissioner to strongly criticise the government over what it suspects is the unlawful collection and processing of personal data. This follows, of course, revelations this week that the Department of Employment and Social Protection has been collecting information on passengers from airports and then suspending pandemic unemployment payment and dole payments for people travelling abroad. Sinn Féin has written to the Cairn Corla requesting a special sitting of the Dáil next week to answer questions on the situation. I'm joined by Louise O'Reilly, Sinn Féin's enterprise spokeswoman and TD for Dublin Fingal, and also by TJ McIntyre, associate professor in UCD and a practicing solicitor as well. The Data Protection Commissioner, TJ McIntyre, is usually quite restrained in the language that it uses in findings like this or when it makes statements of any kind. They're very strong in their criticism of the government's actions here.
Yes, and I think if you look at the legislation, it's clear why. So the legislation makes it clear that these types of questions can only be asked where there are, quote, reasonable grounds to believe there has been a contravention of the Act. In other words, you can't engage in an indiscriminate trawling exercise, which is what appears to have been going on, certainly at airports and perhaps in other contexts as well.
Is a part of this the needle between the Data Protection Commissioner and the Department and the fact that the Department has form in this area?
I think that would be a fair summary. One issue here is a question of institutional culture. Ultimately, the Department of Social Protection is a body which deals with people who predominantly have been dependent on it and unwilling to rock the boat. And one thing that we've seen in this context is that people who possibly are new to the system in the form of receiving the pandemic unemployment payment are unwilling to accept the same treatment.
Indeed, I think we saw Roman Shortall was a man who knew the law, knew his rights and refused to be interrogated when he didn't see that there was any reasonable grounds, refused to be interrogated by inspectors of the Department of Social Protection. So indeed, it is a fair point that because the government is dealing with citizens that it wouldn't normally deal with through the Department of Social Protection, that a lot of this has emerged. Would you agree with that, Louise O'Reilly?
Yes, I would. And I think the reason why we're looking for the minister to come is because the data protection, the two ministers actually, Minister Varadkar and the Taoiseach Varadkar and Minister Humphreys, is because the data protection commissioner has been so strong in their words in relation to this. I do believe that serious questions have to be answered, and I think that the floor of the Dáil is the correct place for that to be done.
Yeah, you were the first out of the traps in actually calling for the data protection commissioner to look at this. And those people who have come forward since then bear out your concerns. What were you initially motivated by, though, or what did you know that the rest of us didn't?
It wasn't that I particularly knew anything. I had questions, and I felt that seeking the view of the Data Protection Commissioner was the appropriate response. I know that the Taoiseach was on the Week in Politics last weekend. He very glibly said, "We get information from airports." And that set an alarm bell off in my head. And I thought, well, you know, if they're getting information from airports, who's collecting it? Where is it being stored? How is it being used? Is it being collected? Because they were having a conversation in relation to the public health emergency. So is it being collected for public health and used for something else? I had concerns, and I thought the best thing to do was to communicate with the Data Protection Commissioner to seek her view in the first instance, to see if the Data Protection Commission has concerns, and clearly they do. And I now believe that Minister Taoiseach Varadkar, who has the Data Protection Commissioner under his remit, and also Minister Humphreys, who is responsible for social welfare, the Department of Social Welfare, should come before the Dáil and answer those questions, not just to make statements. I do believe questions and answers are appropriate, because I think I'm not the only one who's concerned about this. The fact that the Data Protection Commissioner is also concerned and using very strong language, which, as you rightly pointed out in the introduction there, they don't normally do. Their contribution is measured, always important, but measured nonetheless. And the fact that they've used such strong language, I think, is an indication that we shouldn't just slide into the recess now and allow this to go unquestioned. I think we should have questions and answers in the Dáil about this.
Okay. Is the Department of Social Protection the right target for your inquiries here, though? Should you not be more properly directing those inquiries to the Garda Commissioner about whether Gardaí misrepresented themselves in talking to Roman Shortall when boarding that flight and not making it clear that they were seeking information to pass on to the Department of Social Protection?
Well, I think in the first instance, the two-line ministers, the minister that has responsibility for the Data Protection Commissioner and obviously covers the holding collection of data, and the Minister for Social Protection, because it is under the Social Welfare Consolidation Act 05 as amended in 2012 that these checks are supposedly taking place, and it is on that that the Data Protection Commissioner has commented. But I certainly would not rule out further questions if they have to be asked, because I think when it comes to data protection, when it comes to the holding and the storing and the use of data, when it is collected for one purpose, we know it's not supposed to be used for other purposes. And I think we need to get to the root of this, because people are very concerned about their own personal data, and they need to know where it's being stored, what it's being used for, and who has access to it. So I think this is the place for us to start, is with Tánaiste de Bhradacar and Minister Humphreys. And if there are further questions remaining after our session in the Dáil, well, then absolutely they would have to be answered, because I think people need to have confidence in terms of the state holding their data, and I don't think people do. I think that has been damaged by the public services card recently. I think that's kind of set alarm bells off for people. So it's important that these questions are answered, and it's important that the two ministers responsible in the first instance come into the Dáil.
TJ, we have to be careful here not to confuse the two issues, because what happened at Dublin Airport really revolves around whether there was reasonable grounds to talk to everybody boarding one particular flight. But what has emerged from that ferry that was not boarded by somebody who intended to travel from Cork to Roscoff was that somebody somewhere was passing passenger data to the Department of Social Protection. Now, we've gotten on to Brittany Ferries. They say it wasn't us. We got on to Cork Port. They said it wasn't us. We've gotten on to the Department of Justice, and they said, we do hold data of people who are intended passengers, but we did not pass it on to, and we do not pass it on to any other department, particularly the Department of Social Protection. So if not those three actors, how could the Department of Social Protection have gotten this data?
That's a very good question. In relation to the Department of Justice, it is a passenger information unit, but it mostly deals with airlines. And they can, in fact, pass that information on to social protection in some circumstances, but there's no indication that this would fall in those circumstances. So the individuals concerned here are really going to have to complain to the Data Protection Commissioner to identify how it was that Social Protection got that information. And to do that, they have to do two things, really. One is they should make a subject access request themselves to the department, writing to them saying this is a subject access request for all information you hold on me, including information about how you got this travel data, and then follow that up with a complaint directly to the DPC.
It does, doesn't it, kind of underline what you have been saying for quite a long time now, that we do have reason to be worried about the state holding on to data of ours, because the state can be, on occasions, a malign actor. Maybe it was incompetence, maybe it was vindictiveness here. We don't know what the motivation was, but these people were treated unequally and unfairly.
Yes, and I think it's important to say that this is a situation where we're not asking for anything new. We're asking for compliance with the existing law. And whenever I see new demands for ever more draconian access to personal data, ever more draconian surveillance, I think you have to assess those demands by asking, are the existing powers being properly used or are they being abused? And in this case, it seems as though they've been systemically abused for some time. And I think you're quite right in saying there's an issue there both for the department itself, but also for the Garda Commissioner in relation to whether Gardaí have been appropriately or otherwise using the powers that they receive when they are seconded to work with the social welfare inspectors.
TJ McIntyre, Associate Professor in UCD, and Louise O'Reilly, Sinn Féin Enterprise Spokesperson, thank you both very much.